When I moved to Western Nebraska, my top priority was to learn to fish. I had no mentor.
Commentator Nina Galen.
Gone were the days when there was always some cute Austrian ski instructor, eager on his day off to usher me to slopes of virgin snow, where, after watching me fall and flounder in the wretched stuff, he'd lift me in his arms and murmur, "Du armer Kerl, you poor fellow," in my frozen ear. Or some French riding instructor urging me on to equestrian feats beyond my wildest apprehensions, always ready, as I tumbled from the saddle, to leap from his horse onto my gasping body and cover my air passage with kisses. No more. Last spring in Ogallala, paunchy Midwesterners would wish me luck as I'd set out with my $10 rod and reel from Alco to face the fish alone. Undaunted, early mornings I'd toss into my pickup a tiny styrofoam bucket containing hooks, sinkers, a kitchen knife, and a container of night crawlers. Besides these were a folding chair and a thermos of coffee. I figured that should I catch a fish, the tiny styrofoam pail would suffice. Hubris was not my strong point. For the first week or two, I tried Lake Ogallala. Not a bite, but I enjoyed watching the sunrise and pelicans. There, hidden from sight by tall reeds, I'd investigate the longevity of earthworms and opt not to join nylon filaments together in those complicated ways shown in handbooks, sensing a simple knot would do. Next, I tried the spillway side of Kingsley Dam, where thousands of swallows nesting in mud houses filled the air with cries, fluttering, and guano. I caught no fish, some guano, but learned a lot about losing tackle in murky water. Finally, I migrated to the Lake McConaughey side of the dam, hauling my gear hundreds of yards over sand and topsy-turvy concrete blocks to an isolated spot that looked promising. Alone, none could see me cast the first two or three worms, thunk, at my feet. It was there one day the miracle occurred. Something large, active, and obviously a real loser took my bait. A 40-pound walleye? As it dashed from side to side, I reeled it in, and soon a huge fish dangled from my line. Wow, heat up the pan. But suddenly the hook tore from its mouth, and it fell into the concrete blocks where it lodged half in water. Balancing precariously, I grasped its huge slippery tail and tried to pull it backwards, but it only wedged deeper. Again I tried, and again, thankful there were no witnesses seeking to make the world's funniest video. Finally, sensing the fish was backing up on its own, I grabbed my tiny styrofoam pail and tried to guide it inside, but the stupid old carp, for that's what I later learned it was, calmly swam away. Dreading I might hook another, I avoided Lake McConaughey for several days. When I did return, all over the lake, carp began leaping high out of the water. "She's back!" I cast my line and settled uncomfortably on the concrete, prepared for some piscine hijinks, but not for what occurred. Because about an hour later, glancing down, I saw thronging at my feet thousands of carp. Most were half out of the water, all had one eye fixed in my direction. Some rushed about the surface, three abreast like troikas. "Nya, nya, 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 try not to catch us." You got it. Reeling in my line very carefully, I silently stole away.